let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One Caregiver's Journey from Eleanor Gassetta is a personal memoir that will make you laugh or tug at your heart as she shares her experiences about providing 24/7 care to her mother for a period of 9.5 years after her mother broke her hip at age 93. The book provides details of the changes that occurred over the duration as her mother aged past the century mark and how Eleanor endured the journey. She says one must possess patience, compassion, and ability to laugh as a prerequisite to becoming a caregiver. The book heartily captures the moments between caregiver and patient, between daughter and mother. An insightful book that digs deeper into caregiving and provides practical suggestions that anyone can use to ensure the safety and well-being of their loved one. Eleanor is a California native, grew up in a small farming community outside the city of Denver. She worked for the state of Colorado for 31 years, serving her last 7 years as a legislative analyst for the Department of Human Services and Medicaid. After leaving state employment, she worked as a policy analyst for the city and county of Broomfield, then returned to the state as a private contractor. She retired after nearly 40 years in the public sector when her mother fell and broke a hip at age 93. Provided 24/7 caregiving until her mother's death at age 102. Eleanor Gassetta, author of One Caregiver's Journey, our guest on This Week in America. Eleanor, thank you so much for being on the program. Looking forward to talking with you today.
Thank you for having me and allowing me to talk about One Caregiver's Journey, Rick.
It is a pleasure. There's so much great information in there for all of us as you share your journey. And I understand this began as a journal about caregiving. What made you decide to turn this journal that you were keeping into this book?
Well, as you have said, my mother fell and broke her hip at 93 when we were at my brother's home for dinner. And I ceased employment to be her full-time caregiver just before she was released from a rehab center several weeks later. And about 18 months after that, she had a mild stroke. And I began maintaining a journal actually as a way of maintaining my stress and getting a handle on all the changes we were both experiencing.
Yes.
I would write of the various daily occurrences and how I navigated the many changes and challenges as a caregiver, but at some point I came to the conclusion that perhaps my experience and journal notes could help someone else. About 6 months after my mom's passing, I shared the manuscript with some close friends and family, made many of their suggested changes. I had the book professionally edited, and then I subsequently self-published. And it has been quite an interesting as my journey continues.
Yes, and continuing on this program today, talking about it, because you're able to help so many people by what you went through. And we'll talk about that during the course of the interview, the changes you went through, because over a period of time, in your case, a number of years, things change. You change. Your mother's health changes. With us on the program is Eleanor Gassetta, and that's spelled G-A-C-C-E-T-T-A. Her website is onecaregiversjourney.com, the name of her book, One Caregiver's Journey. You'll find information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and be able to link on directly. I'm fascinated by your mother. I mean, at 93, she breaks the hip. She's 102 when she passes. Talk about your mother. I'm interested to find out about her. Must have been a remarkable lady.
My mother was a docile, gentle, and very kind soul. She was compassionate, and she had a very loving nature, and faith and family were actually at the core of her being. She was a true lady. But Mom was vibrant and active into her 90s, driving, cooking, baking. She crocheted, she gardened, she loved having her family close. And as her and my father's siblings passed away, she assumed the role of family matriarch. The family joke as she grew older was her birthday was treated as a national holiday. I mean, even our friends and neighbors were bringing her flowers at the house on her birthday. But her bright and blue eyes and her smile would always light up the room, and she was truly a joy to be around. And even as her memory faded and old age took over her body, she was happy and grateful for everything any of us did for her. And people would often remark that her countenance was one of peace. She was peaceful in her old age, and as you have said, she passed away at the age of 102. My caregiving experience was difficult and challenging at times, but my mother was not.
It's just an amazing story by Eleanor Gassetta, our guest on the program, One Caregiver's Journey. We'll give you information on where the book is available. One thing that comes out as you're reading the book, One Caregiver's Journey, is the need to find balance. Talk about why that's so important and how you accomplish this. It's one thing to know I need to have this balance in my life, but it's another thing to pull it off. Talk about the why it's important and the difficulty in doing that.
Well, caregiving in itself can be a very exhaustive experience, and those around you will tell you that you should try to figure out how to care for yourself. Caregiving requires your full attention, be it directed towards the job at hand, however good or bad a particular day may be. Finding balance is really a relative term, and in caregiving, it is someplace between rest and exasperating stress, and it will look different in every caregiver's life.
Yes.
I find balance through a short period of daily meditation while I have that first cup of coffee every morning, but I'm very active. I walk, I exercise, I swim, I love music, I like to dance, read. And like my mother, I find solace when I'm in the kitchen cooking and baking. But balance is how we allow ourselves the physical and mental means to stand up to the chaos in our world. And it might just be the act of accepting some grace in your daily life.
One Caregiver's Journey is the book we're talking about. Eleanor Gassetta, that's G-A-C-C-E-T-T-A, is our guest on the program today. It's almost going through this journey, a period of evolution with things changing. Were there any aha moments as you were going through this period as a caregiver?
Oh, indeed there was. And indeed, I did have an aha moment. There was a period of about 6 or 7 months when my mother was between 98 and 99 that she had a number of health occurrences starting in winter and lasting well into the following spring. She had pneumonia, and then many of the side effects hung on forever and subsequently turned into seasonal allergies, and it settled in her ears. And in 1 7-day period, I brought her to urgent care 2 times and to her primary physician 2 times. Getting someone who is old, sick and on a walker, showered, dressed, fed, medicated, in and out of the house, in and out of the car, walking up and down halls and into elevators, and waiting in a crowded office for your turn is stressful in the best of cases. I was truly at the end of my rope when I reached out to a former colleague who worked in public health, whose question was, why aren't you using the home-based physician service in your area? And after talking to her primary physician and researching the service, I discovered that they accepted her insurance, would visit monthly or more often if there was a medical need. If she needed blood, work, or labs, the mobile lab came to the house. For the last 3 years of her caregiving, a physician assistant, or a nurse practitioner saw my mother monthly and more often if I needed it. She never moved from the house again for her medical care. I also found an audiologist who would make house calls and service her hearing aid. I utilized these services until she was placed on home hospice a month before her passing. Having the option to have medical services provided in my home alleviated a lot of stress for both my mother and me.
And there's a valuable tool there for a lot of people that are probably going through what you went through, not even aware that services are like that, which makes it easier on the caregiver and the person you're giving care to. You know, there are so many books out there on caregiving, and I really feel this one is unique. Tell me why you think maybe your book is different than the other books out there.
Well, I don't know necessarily if my book is different, but it's not based on medical facts or findings.
Yes.
But on my personal experience, and perhaps what makes my book different is that it's my story. It was written over a long period of time, and it provides a snapshot into the reality of the stages and changes and the many challenges I faced and that other caregivers may face over time. And frankly, if my book helps just one caregiver, then it was worth all the time and effort I've dedicated to it.
And it's something that so many of us are facing, boomers facing it now with their parents. The book is One Caregiver's Journey by Eleanor Gassetta. I'll give you information on our website here in a second. But in practical terms, why do you feel the book is so relevant to our listeners?
Well, if someone is currently providing elder or senior care, or thinking of becoming an in-home caregiver to a loved one, my book just might be a must-read. The book is a treasure trove of suggestions and information that could lighten the burdens of caregiving. There are many similar situations that occur in caregiving, but not everyone thinks of different ways to adjust or address the situation. My book reflects on the occurrences which I faced over 9.5 years, and since my book is chronological to that time, I discuss how I navigated each of them and how they might help someone else. I also want to add that I was often made aware that other people were having a far more difficult caregiving journey than mine. And that is the one fact of caregiving we don't often think about because we're so preoccupied with our own situation. In a lot of ways, it's just a basic reality check.
Eleanor's website, by the way, is onecaregiversjourney.com. That's the name of the book, One Caregiver's Journey. Eleanor Gassetta is our guest on the program. I mentioned this, touched on it in the introduction. You talk about faith, humor, and love, the cornerstones of your journey. Talk about how important that is, because sometimes we lose maybe some of those elements like that because of the stress of caregiving.
Well, Rick, faith, humor, and love really should be the cornerstones of all our lives.
Exactly, yes.
I use the word faith not so much in the religious sense, although in my personal journey that is important. But faith in maintaining a positive attitude that as a caregiver, you're doing the best possible job you can to make your loved one's life safe and comfortable. You have to have faith in the ability to do the difficult job or to find the right kind of assistance for your situation. Humor is important because something will occur each day that should make you smile, and in the end, you will be thankful that you can find something to smile about. That isn't meant to trivialize the heavy, difficult burdens that caregivers often bear, particularly if you live in the confines of four walls, as I did for years. But my mother always had a smile. She was happy, and humor was just sort of a natural occurrence in my caregiving journey. My book has a lot of humor throughout, from the good times and the bad times, when the natural response to a challenging situation just might have been, just shoot me. Finally, love is important because it's the main component in caregiving. You shouldn't be in a caregiving situation if there isn't love in your heart for the person you're caring for. And while I did not receive a lot of physical help from family members providing care for my mother, I received a boatload of love through encouragement and support for what I was doing. And finally, I want to interject that caregiving will often bring you to the brink of a cliff. And if your life is grounded in faith, humor, and love, you will always find that positive mode to fall back into on those stressful days.
You know, I mentioned that it's something that so many people are getting involved in. This is your specific case, as you talked about, your specific journey. What feedback do you get from others in terms of how their experiences are different or maybe similar than what you went through?
Well, I know my caregiving experience was different because my mother spent her days singing, sleeping, and she was just a happy, happy soul. And I had a moniker that every day is a new day. But I do know that many caregivers wake up to a totally different personality and set of circumstances each day. Caregiving is very difficult if your loved one has a different demeanor daily, can't remember, doesn't care, recognize, or respond to kindness. My mother had a form of dementia where she remained just plain sweet and mellow. But there's another form of dementia where someone will develop a difficult, combative, and just mean alter personality, where they make hurtful remarks or make up situations causing angst among family members and for their caregiver. And this type of situation would just drain the life out of any caregiver. Another difference is that my mother was only bedridden for 2 weeks before she passed away. Caring for someone who's unable to get out of bed is hard, plain and simple. People who are bedridden often get depressed, and it's difficult to find a bright spot in such a visibly hopeless situation. My mother was able to communicate. And I know that there are certain diseases and conditions that cause the brain's element for communication to disconnect. And finally, my mother did not have a terminal diagnosis where you watch your loved one die by the inch. And I was fortunate in many ways, and I realized it then, and I certainly realize it today.
We have a picture up in the video that we're doing, and you'll see videos of the interviews we do in the program by going to YouTube, the This Week in America page. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on the videos tab at the top of the page. Got a picture of you as you're opening a box of your book, One Caregiver's Journey. Talk about it. I love the expression on your face as you're there with the books. I can't imagine anything more exciting for an author than opening a copy of a box that has copies of their books. What's this experience been like for you since you published the book, One Caregiver's Journey?
Well, that was certainly an exciting day to
I can imagine, yes.
Books in the wintertime and open it up in my kitchen and have a family member snap a picture when I pulled that first book out. That was pretty cool, I have to say. I've had absolutely no clue what to expect when I self-published and subsequently how to promote a book. I had done a fair amount of research on the topic of self-publishing. This has really been a wild and exciting ride. I'm truly grateful and humbled when people tell me they bought and read and enjoyed my book. And it has been a very rich, exciting, and fruitful learning experience for me. I now utilize Facebook, Pinterest, and I blog on my book's webpage as a way of communicating. Outside of the book, I have endeavored to reintegrate back into a world that moved on without me. And initially, the changes in prices in restaurants and for merchandise and stores and traffic on the roads.
Oh, yes.
New buildings and construction in old and new neighborhoods was really daunting after being nearly out of sight for 10 years. But I'm like my mother. I'm kind of a willing and eager to experience and learn about all of it. I remodeled my home, and I've been doing a lot of traveling with family and friends. Life has been good for me. Life has been good for my book as well. My book was in the New Author Showcase at the Book Expo of America in New York City in May. This week, my book is at the Beijing Book Festival in China. In October, it will go to the Frankfurt Book Festival in Germany. And in November, I will travel with it to the Miami-Dade Book Fair in Florida.
Good timing. Out of Denver to Miami in November, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity also of doing this radio interview with you.
Well, it's
and
been
I'll be
our
in the
pleasure.
Reader's Magnet booth in Miami in November if any of your listeners plan to attend the Miami-Dade Book Festival at the Miami College and the Wolfson campus.
And that is huge.
But I've been
there.
Truly blessed by this experience, and let's just call it a bit of heavenly intervention.
Well, and you're touching so many people with the book, and I've got about 30 seconds left here at the end of the program. I've mentioned it's available at your website. Where else can people buy the book and get information on One Caregiver's Journey?
My book's available online. It's online at a number of electronic outlets, but predominantly at Amazon, Google, and Barnes & Noble. And I would ask people to go to my webpage just because it's a beautiful and dynamic webpage.
It really is.
And you can order the book right off of the webpage.
And get information there as well.
www.onecaregiversjourney.com.
And it's very simple, and you can log on, link on directly to Eleanor's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, take you directly there. With us on the program, the author Eleanor Gassetta, that's G-A-C-C-E-T-T-A, author of the book One Caregiver's Journey. You'll get information on the book at our website, onecaregiversjourney.com. Book available, as she said, at Google, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Eleanor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the excellent job that you've done, the success of One Caregiver's Journey. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you for having me. It was such a pleasant experience.
It was a pleasant experience for us as well, and I thank you for being with us. Eleanor Gassetta, the author of One Caregiver's Journey. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.